It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. We record this every single day, well, most days from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, where our studio is located. And if you're out, we say this all the time, if you're out Portmarnock way, pop in, say hello to us. If we're here, we'll come down and say hello to you. You can order some amazing pizzas and chicken wings in the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel. So do pop in if you are out this neck of the woods. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of the podcast? There is drama. And we love a bit of drama. There's drama going on in a housing estate. Sorry, I just want to check with Katie first. Are we allowed to name the housing estate? Okay, we're not allowed. Thanks. You could have told me that before the...
Did you name it?
No, I didn't, but I'm saying you could have told me. You could have told me before.
Well, if you were doing your research, you'd have seen it on the running order there. Thanks.
Okay. So this is a very well-known housing estate in Swords. And this came in from a listener. She's a regular to this show. If you listen to the show regularly, you probably know who she is as soon as I read out the message. She wants to go by the letter L. She just wants to be called L. And it will make sense in a moment why. She says, hi, Opinions Matter team. Don't say my name if you talk about this. I live in, and she mentions the estate. Now, I don't want to name the estate yet because there are allegations being made about a certain family and we don't want to end up in court, basically. So there's no need to name the estate. But it's a very well-known estate in Swords. And she says, my next-door neighbours allow their 16-year-old son to smoke weed in the house. They literally let him do drugs. I want to report them to the guards and to Tuslap, but my partner is telling me to keep out of it. It's crazy. I see him out the back garden often smoking cannabis. The smell coming from the house is absolutely rotten. I really don't think I can say nothing because this is child abuse and negligence. I can smell the weed, as she says, from my own back garden, and my heart genuinely breaks for him. I feel like I have to stand up and do something because this is so wrong. Scumbag parents, she says. Don't say my name. I need advice. Would I be right to report? Surely I cannot ignore this. Now, that is from Elle. Myself and Katie were debating this before we came on to record this podcast. And I was basically saying that I don't think we should ever normalise teenagers doing cannabis. And this isn't a debate about...
You don't do cannabis, you smoke cannabis. Okay. It's not heroin.
So this is not a debate about how dangerous cannabis is, whether or not we should legalise it or not. We've had that debate till the cows come home. This is about 16-year-olds being allowed to smoke cannabis in the family home with mammy and daddy. Sorry, I say that wrong because she did message us back to say there is only a mother on the scene. There's no father on the scene. Now, I hope that doesn't narrow down anymore. But this 16-year-old is living with his mother and I believe a younger sister. Is that correct? Yeah, two kids in the house?
Yeah.
And she's...
Two teens.
Yeah, she's younger. She's 13 or something like that. So two teenagers in the house and the 16-year-old is allowed to smoke weed. Now, Kate, you obviously don't see, you'd be a bit more liberal-minded than me when it comes to drugs issues and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, obviously I wouldn't.
I'm triggered by this. I have to say I'm fucking triggered by it.
I know, because I know how you feel about anything drug-related. I know you've always been very, from the day I started listening to you, what, 15 years ago, I know you've always stood by your views with drugs. And to be fair, you've never changed and never backed down. You are staunch when it comes to it. But I would definitely be more liberal when it comes to this. I'd be more open-minded. I obviously wouldn't.
Having said that, you won't be letting Tig
Smoke in front of me. No, I won't be letting him smoke in front of me. But, you know.
You won't be letting. No. You won't be letting him use it full stop. There's no way you were going to allow.
But I can't stop him either. Oh, I can't. I can't. Jesus. Jeremy, when I was 16, I was smoking weed. I was smoking it on my break in school. My friends, my parents didn't know what I was doing. I was going on the Mitch and smoking weed when I was 16. Thinking I was cool. You can't know where your kids are all the time, and it kind of, for a lot of us, is a rite of passage. You try it, you like it, you don't like it, you move on, you smoke it, you don't smoke it, whatever. A lot of people try it and nothing ever comes of it. Like, I mean, you cannot say that your child will never smoke weed.
Let's have a listen to what Tracy has to say on this.
Hiya. Yeah, no, I don't believe the neighbour should say anything back to the neighbour because I actually know somebody else in the very same situation, and they didn't interfere. they left well alone, and I'm actually glad they did, because that person is actually well known now for causing trouble and getting into trouble with other people, and it was only afterwards that we heard it all. Do you know what I mean? So if that was me, I would just say nothing and just kindly, like, nicely say, listen, that smell, what's your man doing, blah blah blah, he's smoking a chimney of it in there, you know, and I'd laugh it off, but I'd say it in a nice way, and you know, if they've any decent respect, like, they'll say it to him, and he'll you know, I don't know where else he's gonna smoke it, but anyway. But no, leave well alone, because you just don't know. You don't know the repercussions of these things. And she has to live next door to him. Remember that. I mean, I wouldn't like to make an enemy of me next door neighbour, would you? Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tracy. Let me go to Ciarán. How are you, Ciarán?
Personally think that she should definitely make an anonymous report to the Garda and possibly social services as well. It's a danger to the child as a caregiver and as a parent. I think the responsibility of a parent and a caregiver is to keep your child safe, teach your child right and wrong. And I think that this parent is definitely just neglecting that. And if she can't look after her child, well, it's up for someone else to get a knock on the door just to wake her up and say, look, you need to take care of your child.
Now, I agree with everything you're saying, but do you think the guards are honestly going to come to a house and actually make arrests because that 16-year-old is smoking?
No, I don't at all. I don't at all. But I mean, if the kid is known, he might be known to the guards, he might not be, the family might be known to the guards, and obviously they're not going to do anything about it. But that's why I said to include social services. Just having somebody knock on the door and have a talk with them. You know, you don't have to drag the kid out of the house, but you have to offer some kind of help and support there, because a child at 16, they're being brought up wrong. I mean, we are no angels ourselves as young people, like, we all done it, we all drank underage, we all smoked underage. But my parents certainly wouldn't have allowed me to. And that's why I did it outside. And that's why when I was doing it outside, you know, I knew it was wrong. I knew I couldn't go home and do this, because I knew my parents wanted me to look after myself. My parents wanted me to be healthy. My parents wanted me to take care of myself. And they didn't want me doing these bad things.
So do you think this mother, and I mean, Elle is going to, I'm looking at the messages from listener Elle about this mother in Swords. She's not painting a very good picture of her. Do you think this mother is a bad mother for facilitating her 16-year-old doing cannabis in the house?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no lesson being taught there. It's the only lesson that's being taught is that this is fine. You're 16, smoke weed. There's no control. Where's the control from the parent?
And the fact that she's paying for it, because that's obviously that can be the only place where he's getting the money from. He couldn't be getting the money from anywhere else.
Well, that's the other thing then. It's like, you know, if she's not paying for it, where is he getting the money from? And I've seen it myself with my friends growing up. You know, this stuff, it's especially for young people, it's addictive. It messes with their heads. It changes personalities.
Now, I want to read out a message to you. That man is living in the dark ages. Everybody is doing it nowadays. Tell him to cop on. What an old man attitude. Now, I assume, Ciarán, you're not an old man.
No, I'm actually from a mid-30s. But I have no problem with people smoking weed. I have no problem with adults smoking weed. I have friends that smoke weed now recreationally. I've smoked weed myself. But for a 16-year-old or a child to be smoking it and to be allowed to smoke it...
Ciarán, do you mind me asking you? If you found out she was giving him a couple of cans or, you know, a couple of beers... Would you have the same?
It's not a conversation about drink. Why are you bringing?
No, but I'm just,
Why do cannabis users always bring it up?
No, it's not relevant. Excuse me, and don't interrupt me again. I'm sick of you doing that. Do you think that it's? Do you have the same problem with if she was to give a beer, a couple of beers?
It would be somewhat of a lesser problem, but
why would it be a lesser problem?
Calling the guard about beer.
Why not? I
mean, if she's handing them bottles of vodka, that's a different story. If he's having one or two beers or a glass of wine with his dinner, fine. She's not facilitating getting mind-bendingly drunk in that case.
But who's saying that she's facilitating getting mind-bendingly high? Maybe she's supervising what he's taking.
This is a psychoactive substance. And even the smallest amount of it, if it's doing nothing for you, you're going to want more.
Look, I know people...
And his brain isn't even fully formed at 16.
I think, like, my opinion on it is that, like anything...
Here we go. Katie, it's very easy for you to make this big speech about it.
I'm talking about your children.
You are a parent now, and I'm telling you now.
I wouldn't be happy about it, yeah. But I certainly would not report someone else for it. It's not my monkey, and it's not my circus, for one. And two, she's not giving him heroin, and she's not giving him coke. She's not giving him crystal meth. If he's okay, if you see he's okay to have a few beers, I just genuinely don't understand the issue. Alcohol is as dangerous, if not more, in the short term. As you said before, give me a room full of people smoking weed over a room full of drunks any day, because I know which room the trouble would be in, and I will know which room the drama would be in, and I can guarantee you it's not in the one that where they're smoking weed.
It's not the point. That's not the point you're making, is it, Kieran? This is not an argument.
Not at all. No, but it's not an argument about it.
No, I know.
Katie, would you actually listen to what the man is saying? Listen to what he's saying.
Patronise me.
No, but you're not
don't
listening.
Don't bloody patronise me.
Go on, Kieran.
I have listened to what he's saying. He's saying that it's fine with beer, but it's not fine with weed, and I'm asking him what the difference is. Both are mind altering substances.
How many beers are we talking here, Katie? Because, I mean, if he wants to have one beer with his dinner on the weekend with his dad and watch the football, okay, I wouldn't do it for my son. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to say that's dangerous for the child. But if he's getting pissed drunk, having four or five beers with his dad watching the football, then there's a problem.
And what about the fact, Kieran, that it's genuinely just none of your business what the next door neighbour does with her child?
So hang on, if the parent next door was beating the child, is it none of your business?
Don't compare physical abuse to smoking a joint, Jeremy. And I don't, if you go down that road, then so help me God, I won't be responsible for what I'll say today. Don't compare that to physical, smoking a joint to physical abuse, because there's no comparison. What are you going to compare it to? Sex abuse and rape next?
In my opinion, it's definitely not the same as physical abuse. That's something completely different.
I didn't say it was.
You made the comparison, though.
No, but Katie, no. Okay, stay there for a second. Lorraine, what do you make of what Kieran is saying there?
I totally 100% agree with Katie, and stop ganging up on her. That's just mean. You're telling her to listen to his opinion. Listen to Katie's as well.
Yeah, we've heard Katie's opinion and we've heard Kieran's opinion.
Well, his analogies to cut me off when I start saying something he doesn't like.
With Kieran's analogies, right, he's saying that's a mind-altering substance, weed and blah blah. You give your son one can, how do you know he's not going to turn into an alcoholic?
Sorry, is that a question to me?
That was a question to you. How do you know if you've given your son a can at the age of 16, it's not going to turn him into a raging alcoholic?
I don't know it's not going to turn him into an alcoholic, and I wouldn't give
it. How do you know then this 16-year-old that's smoking weed is going to turn into a raging pothead and then end up on a ton of drugs? Like, they're all making it out like he's on hard.
Sorry, I don't. I actually don't think that giving him a joint is going to turn him into a monster or a massive weed smoker or a stoner. I just think it's irresponsible. I think that it can damage him. And it's something that I wouldn't do because you're facilitating it. I mean, he's probably going to go out and he's probably going to smoke with his friends regardless of his mother giving it to him. And I think that's better because
we're
in that way,
she's teaching him that it's right. But we're jumping to this conclusion that she's the worst mother in the world. Because how do you know she's not doing this because he's depressed? That he has, maybe he has some problems with him, that a joint at the end of the night is helping him out. We're all jumping to this conclusion.
She's probably not the worst mother in the world, but she does need support, it sounds like, because she needs somebody to say, look, you cannot break the law. You cannot allow your
son. Father in the house to put the foot down.
Jeremy, that is so insulting to single mothers who are working their arse. That is so insulting to insinuate that a household cannot be under control unless there's a father figure. And I swear to God, I will walk off this podcast today if you keep that shit up, because it's not fair. I know plenty of single mothers.
It's very unfair.
All I'm saying is maybe as a single mum, it's a lot more difficult to parent kids when you're on your own. You haven't got backup, okay? And all I'm saying is maybe...
Hold on, I don't have backup Monday to Friday.
It doesn't matter.
I'm on my own.
Your husband is still around. He's just in work, so he still exists.
But he's not here Monday to Friday.
Yeah, but you can still...
I deal with my kids Monday to Friday, so does that call me a bad mother if my son goes out?
Oh my God, why is it...
Jeremy, what you said is patronising, it's insulting, and it's offensive to single mothers.
Ah, here we go. You're the wrong podcast then if you don't want to be offended.
You are... No! No, stop. You are implying that without a father figure, they cannot be responsible or look after
kids.
That's
not what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's exactly what you just said. Maybe if there was a father figure, they wouldn't do it. Go and shite. Seriously, go and shite. How many families are there where there's two parents that people end up dead because of drugs?
Yes.
People end up homeless because of drugs. How dare you? You're an absolute troll.
Okay, again, nobody listened to what I'm saying. All I'm saying is if she had a bit of backup, if there was a father around, maybe you'd be able to help her. I'm not blaming the mother, by the way, but I just think you're all being very lax about your attitude towards Lorraine. If you like,
would you rather him smoke the joint where you can control us?
I hate these would you rather things. Why does it have to be a choice? Would you rather? Why do we need a choice?
Because it is a choice.
Well, no, it's not. That's a hypothetical. That's like saying
he's going to deal with it anyway.
But that's like saying, Lorraine, would I rather be run down and killed by a bus or a car? Like, it's ridiculous. Would
says
I rather?
The man who makes who says the man who literally just compared smoking a joint to physical abuse?
That's
if she
not
was
what
bashing her kid. Your exact question was to me, sorry, let me stop you there. Your exact question was to me, if she was bashing him around the place, would you report it? You're reporting physical abuse and assault. You're comparing it to smoking weed. I mean, how clueless and naive are you? Okay. You're so green.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine. Let's have a listen to this from Eddie.
I would say keep your nose out of it.
You could
because as soon as you decided to go on one of the biggest podcasts in the country and complain about it and say that your initial is L and you're from Swords, you've basically just fucking outed yourself. Ridiculous, carry on. Just fucking steer clear.
Oh yeah, yeah, just turn the other cheek, Eddie. By the way, Swords is a huge bloody place. She did mention, Elle did mention the estate. We are not sure, we're not Katie, we are not mentioning the estate.
Because it's irrelevant what estate it is. So I don't even know why she told us the freaking estate and she doesn't want to be named.
Like, and as well, we're dealing with two minors here. Two of the children are under. One is, as I said, the young fella is 16.
Well, there's no implication here that the 13-year-old is smoking it. So
no, there's not. And yeah. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Because looking at some of the messages on Facebook there are people asking, is it such and such family? For Christ's sake, would you grow up and stop naming families? We've had JJ trying to block some of the comments off our Facebook page. Stop trying to name, is it such and such family in Swords? We are not saying who the family is. It's irrelevant who the family is. Okay, back in a sec. Don't go away.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie. And we're talking about, not necessarily about this family in Swords, but there's a family in Swords where the 16-year-old is doing weed in the house with the mother's consent. And, so much hate coming in from me about the single mother comment. I have no issue with single mothers, by the way.
No, just they do a better job with a man on the scene to keep everything under control. That's exactly what you implied, and don't even go back on it and backtrack because you're getting hate on it. This is what you do. Stupid things, people hate on you, and then you can't take it, so you backtrack. At least have the conviction to stand by what you say. It was an asshole comment, and you shouldn't have said it. You know it was wrong, and now you're trying to backtrack.
It just
highlights what an ignorant fool you are.
Okay, thanks.
I always thought it, but now I know it.
Daniel, your own opinions matter. What do you think of this?
I think before you go ratting to Tussle and breaking a family up or destroying things, maybe fucking knock in next door, have a word, even say, look, you do your own thing, I don't mind, but is there any chance you can stop smoking it in the garden? You'd probably go on a walk around the park before you get rattled on by Tussle. You know, weed isn't the worst drug in the world. Me, I like a joint myself. I was crazy from 16. Say about 20 odd, I was crazy on drink and the marching powder. And thank God I found weed. Because now I don't bother with any of it, just a few drinks.
Now, what Kieran was saying, Kieran, are you listening to that? Kieran's on the other line. So again, what he's saying is the kid could be doing a lot worse.
He could be. And look, I don't think the Tuzzle are going to knock on the door. They're smart people. They're going to knock on the door. They're not going to drag him out of the house and rip up the family because the kid's smoking a few bits of weed. But they might just say to the parents, look, this is your responsibility not to allow this. They might even go in and they might find there's much worse going on for all that you know. Like, the fact that they're doing that in the first place is just showing neglect from a parent, I think. Okay, if I catch him out smoking weed in the park behind the house and I see him, I don't care. That's none of my business. He's 16, he can do what he wants, he can smoke weed in the back of the house. But if I find that a mother is facilitating it, that's where it's different. Get somebody to talk to her. Get somebody to knock on the door. Don't rip the family out of the house. They're not going to do that. It's, as you said, it's just a bit of weed. But it's the principles of it that's the issue.
Have you ever smoked weed?
I have, yeah. I have. I actually lost my best friend to weed when I was in my teens. And people, that doesn't mean he died from weed. Obviously, he didn't die from weed. But it changed
the way that him.
He was so stoned that he just completely changed. He threw his life away. And unfortunately, eventually we had to end friendships, and he went down a bad path.
But that the same could happen. The same could happen with anything, though. The same could happen with gambling. What's okay for one person, another person can't take in moderation. So I don't think it's fair to isolate to cannabis.
Katie, that's true. It could. But if he was sitting in his room and his mother knew he was gambling away all his money every day, do you think that's right? That the mother would let him sit and gamble money?
No, I don't. I don't.
Do we know that the mother is getting him weed? Like, is the mother buying him weed? For all we know, he works. Like, he could be doing an apprentice for all we know. He could be working hard for his weed. Like, is his mother buying it for him? Do we know this?
I don't know. She didn't say where. I don't even know if the woman who knows Nora, who contacted us, knows where it came from.
Well, I'm just looking at one of the messages coming here, and I have to be careful to read this out because, again, it says the estate. I know that family well because my girlfriend lives in such and such estate. That young fella does nitrous oxide canisters as well. Are they those little silver canisters?
Oh dear,
yeah.
Well, that's a different story. That's changed.
Bad?
The canisters. I think people die. That's different.
Hang on. He goes on. That ma is also a pothead. She is a joke of a mother. Please read this out. And as I said, we're not going to mention the estate. Are those dangerous? Those nitrous oxide canisters. I've seen them around the place.
They're terrible. They can leave you in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
People have died from them. They're really dangerous. Really dangerous. But you can't compare that. The conversation here is about cannabis. It's not about nitrous.
Nobody's going to say it's okay. It's the whole thing. If the mother is allowing cannabis, is obviously the stepping stone. So he started off with cannabis, and now he's moving on to other things.
No, this. Hang on. First of all, we don't know if this is true.
You could disagree with that because some people would say alcohol is a stepping stone. Like, for instance, you're drinking. Let's have some coke. Let's have some E. You know, if you're smoking joints, the last thing you want to do is sniff loads of coke and go on a fucking sprint.
We're going to have to keep the conversation in line because the point is nobody is going to ever say it's okay to buy a child nitrous oxide or anybody nitrous oxide.
Cannabis is okay.
Well, just like it wouldn't be okay to buy heroin, but cannabis is okay. Cannabis isn't. How can you be so sure that something is so dangerous when you've never tried it?
I didn't say it was dangerous, lads.
Then why are you so against it? Why is it child abuse, as you said? If it's not dangerous.
I didn't say abuse, neglect, you said.
Okay, if it's not dangerous and it's perfectly fine, why is it neglect?
Okay, let me put it to Kieran.
Let me put that to you. Here we go again. Do not go to the next caller. Why is it neglect?
First of all, calm down, okay? Now, why is it neglect? Okay.
It's neglect?
Yeah. Kieran, I'll answer first. If I have to spell out why allowing a child to have an illegal drug is neglect, if I have to spell that out.
The only reason that you have an issue with it is because the word legal in front of it.
No. Even if it was legal, I would still. But sure, those nitrous oxide canisters—they can be bought legally, can't they?
I don't know how they're bought. I've never looked into it, but I know they're extremely dangerous. But this isn't about nitrous.
They're used for whipping cream. So.
Sorry, say that again, Daniel.
Oh yeah, you get them on the internet. Yeah, them gas canisters. Yeah.
Is that how they're buying them? They're buying them on the internet.
Yeah, they're used for whipping cream, so they have an industrial use.
So
they're not illegal because catering companies use them.
Okay, they use them for drinks and stuff to put CO2 or whatever in drinks. Is that how it's done?
Yeah, catering to get that fancy foam and stuff.
So let me, Kieran, you're quite clear about how you feel about this. Is it neglect? Then let me ask you, Daniel, is it neglect what this mother is doing allowing this?
Well, obviously, if she's allowing all this gas and all the other carry on, then it sounds a bit different. But if it's just having a joint, keeping out trouble, because for all we know, he's a lunatic child and it helps him. Then I don't see an issue with it.
So what do you mean?
If weed was around when I was 16, I wouldn't be so crazy.
What do you mean if it helps them? In what way could it be helping
them? Cannabis is known to calm people. It's used as medicinal purposes. I find that
cannabis is more beneficial than there's more positives than negatives to cannabis, if you ask my opinion.
But even with a 16-year-old whose brain has not developed yet?
Yeah, well, like I said, I can go from my experience. When I was 16, I was sniffing cocaine to beat the band and drinking every single day. And if I had weed then, I would have been a lot calmer and I would have gone to a lot less trouble. And so I wouldn't be changing my life now, you know? So I wish weed was around then.
Yeah, but basically what you're saying is you're giving the green light
swap
to any...
cocaine to weed.
The point I'm trying to make is the advice you're giving to any parent is if you have a child who's bored or whatever the case may be, or he's hyper, let him smoke cannabis. You just can't give cannabis freely to 16-year-olds who might be a bit hyper or in trouble.
It is used for medicinal purposes. It's used to treat pain. It's used to treat people who have cancer to keep them calm and in less pain.
Depression.
It's used for depression. It's used for a multitude of reasons for medicinal purposes and... I think, Jeremy, if it wasn't...
Anxiety, it helps with a lot of things. I have to say, it's very beneficial if you ask my opinion. Not everybody is going like it, and weed isn't for every single kid, but, you know, it is beneficial for certain people. Definitely.
I just would love to know, Jeremy, how you can feel so strongly about something you've never tried. You don't know.
Jeremy had big fat rolls when he would really enjoy it after changing for the bar.
I think Jeremy, you know, the fact
so this
I
is not about whether or not
no,
I should try cannabis.
No,
Jesus
Christ. I don't think you should try it. I think you stand by obviously what you said. Obviously,
you've never tried heroin, but you still know it's bad. You don't need to have tried something.
No. But
I don't think cannabis is bad, by the way. I don't.
But then why are you saying that this mother is irresponsible? Maybe if there was a father on the scene, it wouldn't happen. Why? Where do you get that from?
Okay,
if it's not bad.
Again, if you've been listening to what I've said the last half hour, what I'm saying is no parent could possibly. Maybe I'm just completely wrong today.
Well, no, I wouldn't have
no parent
about my kid
could
doing
be,
it. Yeah. I wouldn't be happy.
Thank you, then we agree.
I agree. I'd rather them not do it. I absolutely would rather them not do it than smoke it. But I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be. I'd rather they don't smoke anything. No cigarettes, nothing. Obviously, I don't want their lungs being filled with tobacco.
A parent shouldn't be really encouraging it, though. That's the point I'm trying
to make. But the point is you've never smoked it. So for you to take such a staunch view on something you've never tried and you don't know anything about, really. Even the way you say doing cannabis, I genuinely believe that in your head you have this idea
when you smoke a joint,
you're sitting there hallucinating, chasing magic dragons.
Okay, so basically what Katie's saying
is... unicorns dancing in front of your face.
So you used to... If you're saying you can't have an opinion on things unless you've experienced them, you often had an opinion on parenting matters before you even gave birth. So,
I didn't really. I remember actually when we used to be back on the old show and you were doing parenting topics, it didn't interest me because I didn't have kids.
Opinion on them.
Whereas now, no, you can have an opinion. But look, I couldn't comment from a parent's point of view because I wasn't a parent. All I'm saying is, and I'm not telling you to smoke it, obviously, it's great that you've never smoked and that you stand by it, but. You know, for somebody who's never experienced it, you seem to have a lot of thoughts on it. And I think, you know, bringing a father figure into it, making it out that it's...
Okay, move on. Lola, no. How are you? What do you want to say?
Hi, Lola. Hi, everyone. Sorry.
Good. Yeah, what do you want to say?
My opinion is I'm 38 years old. I used to smoke weed years ago and with friends, you know, doing that. I think it's like a roulette. So it's either black and white. You may as well go on a roulette table. Some people are able for it and some people are not. I think it is a gateway drug completely. I have seen so many people's lives fucked up over it, excuse my language, that they've become paranoid. They've been put in psychiatric hospitals. Going back to what Jeremy said, you know, the gas canisters and stuff like that. It never worked for me. It made me paranoid. I used to never drink and I would smoke it and I went to sleep at night. That was grand. I know people who do smoke a little bit for medicinal reasons and I understand that, but I also do not agree with anyone giving their kids it and letting them smoke it all along because, do you know what? You're messing with their brains. If they're not, it's like you're black and white. It works for some people, it doesn't work for other people.
But I think the issue today is a lot of people are actually mixing up the conversation. Nobody is actually going to say that it is okay to hand your son. I don't think anybody believes that it's okay to go out and buy your son a bag of weed and say, here, son, sit down there and smoke that this evening.
Absolutely not.
Nobody would want to encourage their kids
to
do
that.
But
then if you facilitate that in your house and you... you think this is
But
normal.
It's not even about facilitating it. The conversation is about reporting someone else for doing it. It's not your child, first of all.
No, that's
the topic. The topic is reporting someone else for how they deal with their children.
I understand that completely. But I would say that, you know, I would be concerned if someone was letting their child smoke that, because your brain chemistry is something you don't want to mess with. So if you're giving that to a child and they think this is normal, how are they going to function in a world where they're just watching TV, having the munchies, doing all this, and their brain gets messed up? You know, it's not like, if, do you know what, if they have like a toke now and again, the experiment, so be it. But I would never facilitate for a child.
Okay, but what about, then I'm going to bring it back to this comparison, what about giving them a couple of drinks?
I agree with giving them a couple of drinks. Because I
see, that's, I find that hypocritical.
In France, what they would do is, if you...
I know, I used to see, just sit down and have a glass of wine at like 14, 15 with your lunch.
It doesn't make it kind of...
a taboo,
Exactly. Yes. So that's where I'm coming from.
But look, why is it different, though? If it's a mind-altering substance, why is it different? I find it extremely hypocritical.
No, absolutely. Well, I don't know. My opinion is, everyone has their own opinion, and I'm not here to judge anyone's opinion. But I just think it's not right to be encouraging a teenager or anyone to be smoking weed in the house. So, you know, they just will get lazy. Pretty much, that's what does it. Knocks
it
out.
So do you?
But you could say the same about alcohol.
But we're not talking about alcohol. I'm being blasted here, Lola, because I'm giving out about a 16-year-old being allowed to smoke cannabis. Am I overreacting?
I absolutely don't think you are whatsoever.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would be very concerned about a 16-year-old.
Oh my God.
Gateway drug.
Everybody is missing. Jeremy, you're even missing.
Listen to what Lola's saying. Listen to her. Listen to what she's saying. Go on, Lola.
So I think it's a gateway drug. Okay, you let your 16-year-old smoke weed in your house. Your 16-year-old, okay, what about school studies that I have to go through? What about everything else? I'm smoking weed and I think it's okay. And who else is going to come along? The next other friend is going to come along and do that. And then what's going to come next? It's allowed, okay? When you put a stop to that, end of, you know, I think it's more responsible to be like, right, if you're going to be 16 and you want to have two cans or a glass of wine in the house in a controlled environment, go for it with your parents there. But do not be bringing... So this is the problem where it all stems from. So this 16-year-old is buying weed off a drug dealer. The next drug dealer is another drug dealer. And the next drug dealer is another drug dealer. You know, it's not funny. This is expensive money.
But like,
people get killed.
Sorry, I'm going to bring it back again. This isn't...
Go for it.
The conversation isn't about whether people agree with giving your kids weed, because as I said, I would not give
that's
my children
exactly
cannabis.
About.
No, it's about reporting. Should you report a neighbor for doing it? And my point on it is, it's not my monkey and it's not my circus. I just wouldn't report someone for it. I wouldn't give it to my own kids. Absolutely not. I wouldn't facilitate them, but I wouldn't report someone else for it. Nobody, their kids aren't my business.
Okay. Interesting call coming up in a moment that will probably annoy a lot of you. Just giving you a warning. And another message about this particular family, which again, we have to be very careful for legal reasons, but I'll read out as much of it as I can. Don't go away.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now we have Simon on hold. I'm going to come to you in a second, Simon, but I want to read out this message as well. But again, mentioning areas in it. Guys, if you're messaging the show or commenting on our Facebook page about this topic, can you please refrain from mentioning housing estates in certain places? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
The amount of times you tell people not to mention.
Yeah.
Lads, oh, here we go. Lads, you should be ashamed of yourselves condoning what this mother is doing. Sorry, hello? Open your ears. If you were listening to the podcast, you will have not heard me condoning. You will have heard me condemning what's going on. So
nobody has actually said that this woman is right to give her kid weed. And nobody is saying that. Okay. People are, this is about the woman reporting it.
I'm 99% certain that you're talking about it again, mentions the estate. Here we go, Katie. I'll be picking up the phone and reporting this mother. She goes on like she's the best mother ever when she's talking to the other mothers on the local Facebook page. And again, mentions that area. So there, she's going to be reported.
I just think people need to mind their own business. You know, it's not your monkey, it's not your circus. If you are actively involved with this child and you have a personal input or relationship here, and you know, there's some personal.
Jeez, we're going to cause murder in that affiliation. You better go. You better go out to that station.
Oh, can I do a live report?
No.
Can I knock on the door?
No, get peace. Peace between everybody.
I'll bring weed for everybody.
No, that'd be the worst thing.
Kumbaya, my lord.
No, Simon.
No, on a serious note, though. Nobody has, and this is where people are getting confused, nobody has actually said that the mother's right to buy weed for her child if that's what she is doing. Absolutely nobody would agree. Nobody is saying that it's right.
He ain't getting it from the tooth fairy. Simon, how are you?
I'm all right, Jeremy, and yourself?
Good, you're annoyed, aren't you?
Yeah, I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, letting the kids do that. I definitely report that for
you. You would report the family?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I just think it's absolutely wrong. You wouldn't go to your kids, come on. Why would you want to be doing that,
Because Katie said it's the lesser two evils. It's only cannabis.
No, I didn't say that. I said it's none of your damn business. It's none of your business. All I said about cannabis was I think that people see it as something more than it is, and I think people who've never experienced it.
No, I don't think they do.
The fact that you even refer to it as doing cannabis, as if you're sticking it in your frickin' arm.
I think Jeremy doesn't have a clue about anything, to be honest with you. I think, it's dangerous. The kid's going to end up on heroin or something like that.
Hang on, Simon. You believe that someone who is smoking cannabis now at the moment is going to end up on heroin?
Yeah, I think they're going to end up on the streets and they're going to end up begging, and it's going to be just all, we're turning into a complete drug addict country. That's all we are.
So, Simon, I, as a teenager, dabbled in cannabis.
Are you a heroin addict now?
No, I've never tried. And I can hand on heart say that I have never, ever, ever, ever even tried coke. Hand on my heart, on my life, I can tell you now that I have never, the furthest I have ever gone in terms of a drug,
Coke Zero,
is alcohol or cannabis.
I suppose that's because you're not an RTE, but still, I think it can be a great way drug. I'd say you just got lucky with that.
I got lucky. What's a lucky dip? Russian roulette?
Pretty much. It's like playing with your life. You're taking loads of drugs, you're going to be playing with your life. It's the same with alcohol. You're playing with your life.
You're playing with your life. But you could say, I agree with you. With alcohol, it could be said the same about gambling, about even sex addiction, where you become so fucking hard up for sex. But the point
I have
is
to say, Simon,
it comes down to a personality thing.
I'm going to agree with Katie here. I've never heard anybody say that if you start out using cannabis, you're going to be a heroin addict. That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Now, come on, I just think it's a gateway drug. It's going to lead you on to more your own down a bad road.
That's what the last caller said as well, Jeremy, and you believed her. Why?
No, she didn't say what Simon's saying.
She said it was a gateway drug.
Yeah, but she didn't say anything about heroin, for God's sake. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous that he's going to end up. Stay there for a second, Simon. Let me go to, is it Kianok? How are you, Kianok?
It's Ken.
Oh, Ken, just Ken. Okay.
That's how it's spelled on Facebook.
Okay. It's the Irish version. Now, Ken, what do you make of what you're hearing here?
It's not a gateway drug at all, to be honest with you. It just depends on person to person. I'm smoking weed since I'm what? 15, I think. I'm 25 now.
Now, when you started smoking it at 15 years of age, were your parents aware of it?
No, not for I'd say 2-3 years.
Okay, where does a 15-year-old get the money to buy weed?
He used to chip in with mates, you know what I mean? We used to hang around Stephen's Crane and we'd all chip in. That was really it.
I'm sorry, I can hear Simon laughing in the background. Simon, you probably think he's a heroin addict now, do you?
He's probably strung out, he's probably sitting in the middle of town with a cup in his hand now, and he probably has nothing going for him in his life after.
Well, I'm working away, pal.
What do you work at?
I make trees. Do you
smoke and work? I'm a carpenter, but what do you smoke and work like when you're walking?
I don't smoke and work because I'm not a bleeding fucking mucker.
So why would you smoke it in general? If they're saying you're not a mupper for smoking and work, why wouldn't you smoke and work?
I just stopped it for smoking and work now, yourself.
Exactly, because I mean it's completely illegal and it's going to change you completely. So I mean, what's the point of it?
God love you, pal.
Oh my God, I can't hear him at all.
No, no, it's very noisy. Jesus, what are you doing? Cutting metal or something like that? If you
want
to,
yeah, can I just make a point for all the, you know, people saying that, oh, it's a gateway drug and blah blah blah. For some people, yeah, it probably is. Anything can be a gateway drug. Alcohol's a gateway drug as well, in my opinion. Sorry, I have a voice note here in my head, and I need to pause it.
Okay, wait. Let me just play.
No, hang on. Sorry,
I want to play this from Jessica first. Let's have a listen to this.
Jeremy, you've never touched this stuff in your fucking life, so what do you fucking know about it? Seriously, the only reason you're getting hung up on it is because of the main word being illegal or legal. That's the reason why you don't think alcohol is the lesser of the two evils. And for fuck's sake, will you stop bashing single mothers? You're just being a fucking dickhead today. You really fucking are. I mean, I swear to God, if you don't stop interrupting Katie, she's going to fucking flip and you'll have no one to blame but yourself. Like, seriously, just stop being a dickhead. Stop thinking you know everything about things that you have no fucking clue about. And this neighbour would want to keep her nose out of it. Just mind your own fucking business.
Okay, there's someone. Thank you for that, Jess. There's someone who probably needs to take up cannabis because you're wound up like a bloody grandfather clock there, Jessica. I wasn't giving out about single mothers again. So you're actually... And Jessica, for someone who's very opinionated on this show all the time, i.e. you... who gives your opinion all the time. You're the one that always says opinions matter. So my opinion doesn't matter now. Didn't give out about single mothers at all. What I said was they're actually doing a difficult job and sometimes you need two parents to actually control teenagers. Teenagers are very difficult to control and sometimes it's a difficult job for one parent. That's all I said. So calm your knickers.
And all I'm going to say is...
calm your knickers.
God forbid that somebody ends up with some kind of, you know, disease or cancer in the future and weed is the only thing. All these people who are saying, oh, it's this, that and the other. I guarantee you, living in pain, and I know somebody who has a degenerative disease and they smoke cannabis for pain relief.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody's mentioned cannabis for...
No, 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 but if you're going to hate it, you hate it. No, hang on a second.
No, that's ridiculous.
For all the people hating on it and saying that it's this, that and the other, it's a gateway drug, it causes psychosis and all this, just all I'm saying is that one day it could be your best friend. It could be your best friend one day when nothing else works for the pain, and I know somebody, and it's heartbreaking. This person has been through the mill. They have a very rare disease that I think only a couple of people in the country have, and cannabis is the only thing that helps them.
Fair enough.
So all I'm saying is don't shy talk it because...
Never,
and
never
I don't
knock.
Smoke cannabis.
Yeah. Would never
but
knock
I think that.
That
all the people coming in and, you know, acting like it's heroin or it's meth, it could be your best friend one day.
Okay, here is Michelle. Let's have this to Michelle.
Just a quick voice note before I back in from work to work there. I have to agree, I am pretty much the same page as Jeremy here. I'm really anti-drugs. And if people say, oh, sure, it's only weed, if it was grand, it would be legalised or it would be like alcohol. There'd be a restriction on it. You can have it after 18. Like, I just think if this mom is trying to be the cool mom, letting her little lad do it, sure, he's 18 now. Oh, like, my man lets us, lads, come on, everyone come over here, we can smoke weed. Then when they're 18, oh, sure, it's just a line of coke, lads, it's grand. Like, my man doesn't care. I'm 21. Like, you don't know. I just think, like, I'm in my 30s now, and if I went into my mum's house, I think even with a cigarette in my hand, it'd be knocked out of my hand. Do you know that way? That's the way that I was brought up. So I do think the mum maybe is like, oh, it's just easier. I'd rather him smoke it here. But I just think she's leaving herself up for a a harder life in the end, because she will be known. Like, if that's going around the estate, I don't know how big or small the estate is, that she's the mom that lets the young lad smoke, then, you know, the friends are going to go over. I don't know. I think it needs to be stopped. Like, I'm not in the position to say if I would or wouldn't, but I'd be very against it. I don't think I'd have the balls to ring the guards, but fair play to that neighbour if she does, because I don't agree with it at all.
Thanks very much, Michelle. It's great when the last message of the topic is the most intelligent.
I've been very much on... I'm an island today. I'm on my own. But I'm not, like, as I said, I'm not saying that I would support a parent giving their kid cannabis, but I wouldn't report someone for it. And cannabis could be your best friend one day. You don't know what the future holds. And if you end up sick, and you could rely on it for some Okay. Peace and legally, pain relief.
Just before we wrap up, legally, I want to say we've done everything within our power not to identify this family or the estate that they're living in, okay? Mm-hmm. We deliberately didn't mention the estate. Stords is a bloody big place. There's about 70,000 people living there, so we did not mention it. We cannot be held responsible for it. If you enjoy this podcast and you want to listen to more editions of Opinions Matter, make sure you hit subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.